This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and this is the place where you get local talk about things that matter in your life here in the Mid-Valley. Thank you for joining us. We've got a couple of special guests here today, and this is a topic that is really important to me, actually. Services that I've used, services that we, really see a growing need for in the community. And services, honestly, that is misunderstood a lot. So it's nice to have them here to help you, the newsmaker listener, understand that what's out there, right? So we're going to talk about in-home care. So many people I know, friends, relatives, are dealing with this, especially with an aging population, and people are losing some of their mobility, some are losing some of their independence, so things that they can do. And we have so many more avenues now for people to receive and receive services and stay in their homes longer than ever before. So we have invited in New Horizons Home Care. They got four locations throughout the valley, and we have a couple of charming individuals to tell you all about it. So with another further ado, Kathleen Dixon, welcome.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you in the studio, and Anna Rauschert.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So we have Kathleen's the Community Relations Coordinator for New Horizons Home Care. And Anna, you're the Administrator for Salem and Corvallis location. But there's four. Where are the other four?
The other four, so there's the Salem and Corvallis offices, as well as Eugene is where our corporate office is. And then we have an office over on the coast in Florence.
Oh, on the coast in Florence. That's good to know. In case, you know, I start to lose some of my capacities, I can move to Florence by the coast, and you guys will come in and see me.
Absolutely. Next week.
Like, that's Dave Bourne over there saying he's ready for me to retire. Newsmakers with Dave Bourne.
That's right.
Period. What kind of show would that be? That wouldn't be any fun. And Kathleen, Community Relations Coordinator. Mm-hmm. That sounds like an all-encompassing title where they can throw a lot of things at you.
Yes. Yes, I would agree. We used to have two. I'm the only one right now between all four offices.
But. So which is it your job to help people understand what your services are and what's available?
That, as well as connect with the community and learn what services that there are that we can partner with. You know, maybe our client needs some other things, not just in home care, but other healthcare needs, facility work. Maybe they need to go to a doctor. Maybe they need healthcare somewhere else. It's part of my job to educate on what else there is out there to bring in for our clients that they could use, whether it be counseling services, financial services.
All right, who wants to take a stab at telling us what is in-home care?
I'll take that lead here.
All
so,
right, Anna.
Yeah, absolutely. So in-home care is a place where we can provide care to our clients and residents out there in the community. So it's provided in their home. So in their home might also look like being in their residential area, as well as maybe they're in a long-term care community or a retirement community where we can come in and provide some support for them to stay as independent as possible in their home.
So if I'm staying at Capital Manor or a relative staying at Capital Manor or Marion Estates or something like that, you can go in there and be a third-party caregiver.
Absolutely.
Or care provider, or I should say services provider, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Because it's more services than it is medical care.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that was the first big question right off the bat. You'll go into people's homes if they have an apartment or their house, but you'll also go to where they are,
mm-hmm.
unless it's prohibited by some whatever rules. Will you run into that at all?
You know, we do definitely go out and we do the assessment to determine kind of what living environment to make sure it's a safe plan and situation for our caregivers to be a part of, as well as for us. So I believe most of the locations that we can provide that services.
Why is this so important now? Why do we see an industry like that you're participating in go through such a large growth phase?
I think that people want to try to stay in their homes or the place that they feel most comfortable and most confident in being able to live their lives in. So they definitely want to have their own things around them, and they want to stay in home as long as possible. So we're starting to see more and more clients in the community that want to have that option and definitely exploring that option.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. And going through it with my family, we've gone through it with my family and some of my clients as well. And that home environment you see, especially like in long-term care insurance, you know, people want to utilize the services that keep them in the home as long as possible, right? And mm-hmm. then that handles or at least mitigates a lot of the anxiety and the fear that and the restlessness that people have if they're forced to leave where they feel comfortable. So let me, I'm going to ask Kathleen this question because you're out there trying to educate everybody in terms of this. Is this just for the elderly infirmed?
Absolutely not. We have pediatric cases. Some of them are medically fragile. Some of them are minor pediatric, all the way up to elderly. A lot of brain injuries, you know, teenagers who may need some help because they got in an accident. Sometimes we do just respite care. You know, you need to go somewhere for the weekend and someone needs to stay home with dad who's not safe alone.
Right
we
now,
we can do that as well.
I'm sorry, I jumped on you there. Oh, right now, there's a listener who's a caregiver. I'm sure of it. And to find out that there's respite, you mean you can sign a contract and maybe just provide a couple weeks of services?
An hour. If you need an hour, 2 hours on the weekend because you're going to be going to a barbecue, we've done that before. So there is no contractual agreement for a certain amount of time. It's just whatever shift you need. So
is there a vetting, or is there sort of initial a process where you've visited the person and gone over the needs before? Obviously, you can't just call and say, hey, come over to my house, I'm going to be gone.
Right? Yes, it would be exactly like Anna said, where we do an assessment, see what your needs are, and then set up your shift from there.
Wow. So, really interesting things you said. So somebody might be a victim of an accident mm-hmm. and be recovering. So they've lost some of their capacity to care for some. It may even just not be their personal care. It could be things in the home, right? If you want to run down the services, Anna?
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, we can assist with anything from activities of daily living. So things like bathing and dressing and grooming, maybe helping with transfer care. So helping with in and out of the shower, in and out of the bed. And we can also help with things like med management, as well as shopping and errands. So maybe you need help getting to the grocery store, or you've just recently had an accident and you need help getting prescriptions or going to and from the doctor or physical therapy. We can definitely also help with light housekeeping tasks like sweeping, dusting, and mopping. We can help with cleaning the bathroom and laundry, as well as like meal preparation. So maybe you need some meals prepped for you for the week so that way you can heat them up later. Mm-hmm. All those services we can provide.
Wow, a couple of those surprised me, especially the transportation part, because there's so many liability concerns. But you will transport somebody to make sure they get to the doctor's office in time.
Absolutely.
And then you'll stop at the pharmacy on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll cook them some dinner. You throw the second half in the freezer for Thursday and so forth, right?
Absolutely,
that's
yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I need you people just to manage my life, right? And you do some light housekeeping, but you're obviously not a maid service. You're more of a personal care.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. Okay. So I'm going to switch back to Kathleen. Sorry. I kind of went a second direction with you because we were talking about, you said you had pediatric clients.
Correct.
So you have, where you have a baby with needs that needs more attentiveness.
Correct.
Or because of yes. medical needs? Or
yes, commonly either we connect with a doctor or the family will connect with us. A lot of times from the hospital in Portland, you know, the baby's getting ready to be released at a certain time period. And we start to prep for that child to come home and then meet the needs of what that specific child needs in terms of medical care to be at home.
How much of your services can be medical?
Anna probably could answer that a little better.
Yeah, I think it's a variety of clients. I mean, as far as medical care, I mean, like I said, there's such a variety of clients that need just housekeeping all the way to full kind of end of life care. So a lot of our pediatric clients, we're helping or assisting them with, you know, tracheotomies and G-tubes. And so maybe they're on a ventilator. Those types of services are needed.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. We're gonna take a quick break. So when we come back, I'm going to jump on that in terms of all of your caregivers and how you find them, how you train them, what people can expect and not expect, and the difference between in-home care and in-home health care. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's a line there, folks. And wow, there are so many ways that a family could utilize. We're talking to New Horizons Home Care, by the way. You're listening to Newsmakers. We've got Kathleen Dixon. She's the Community Relations Coordinator, and Anna Roschert, the Administrator for the Salem and the Corvallis location. So stick with us. We'll be right back. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Hamblin's Nursery.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and you're listening to Newsmakers on KYKN. Today in the studio, we've got a couple of guests from New Horizons Home Care. This is such an important topic. It is so important for those of us who have aging family members, but also people who have needs. And sometimes this is recovery from an accident. Sometimes it's recovery from an illness. And sometimes they're just individual has compromises and has needs. So really important for you all to know that this is out there and where you can turn. They're not the only ones in the industry, but they are in a community and they are owned, have local Oregonian ownership. It's not a franchise. It's nationwide. Not that there's anything wrong with that. There's some of fine ones here in town, and they all have slightly, to my perspective, they have slightly differing value propositions and target markets and the people that they can serve. But for New Horizons, we've got Kathleen Dixon, Community Relations Coordinator, and Anna Roschert, that works in the Salem and Corvallis location. And Kathleen, tell me a little bit, we were talking before the break, about where do you find these caregivers and how do you train them, how do you vet them? So people have to feel comfortable that New Horizons is bringing somebody into their home, right?
Correct. Various different ways, you know, the usual avenues of advertising, ZipRecruiter, Craigslist, Indeed, things like that in the healthcare channel where you would advertise for those types of jobs. Those people would then be invited in, and everybody is assessed whether they would be a good fit or not. And if they are, they go through extensive background checking, not through just the nationwide, but as well as the Department of Human Services for the state as well. So we do two extensive background checks before even proceeding with any sort of training with them. And then once they're okayed through both of those, then we would proceed with training.
So what kind of background are people coming from? Do you get retired people? Do you get people who have been in the health community or have been in the service communities as far as their careers?
I would say it would be all of the above. They come from everywhere. A lot of our basic caregivers, what we call, have done caregiving, but not in a professional setting. Maybe they took care of grandma, they took care of dad, sibling, things like that. So those people would come in and go through a more extensive training because they haven't done it in a professional setting. And then we do get a lot of people coming from other facilities, you know, maybe they moved from another state, they're coming out of the nursing program, maybe they work at the hospital and they're using us for supplemental hours, things like that. So, you know, sometimes they'll work at the hospital and sometimes they'll work for us as a CNA as well. So
do you have more demand for your services than you could find qualified applicants?
I'd say it's pretty good balance. It's pretty good balance. Yeah. I mean, we have a huge amount of people coming in wanting to work for us just because they know that we're good, you know, employers and that we have a lot of hours to team them up with who they want to be with. You know, whatever their skill level is, that's where they're going to go.
So you said basic caregiver. Are there different roles depending on what the client is? You have a basic and you have a more skilled?
Correct. So depending on the amount of time they've done caregiving, that would gauge what level they were as well as their skills. So each person that goes through a training, each caregiver would go through at the minimum a full 8 to 10 hour training. And at that time, the staffing assesses them during the whole day. Can they do this skill, that skill? Can they manage medication organizing or whatever. Everybody has to go through a medication training, which is with a nurse, and they have to pass that. If they don't pass that, they will not be put on a medication case. If they don't pass doing certain skills, they will not be put on a case that requires that type of skill.
So managing someone's meds, making mm-hmm. sure that they're taking it at the right time and they're not taking it twice. Mm-hmm. And heck, I have that problem, right? Like, what did I take that today? And you know, and make sure they're not taking it twice. Make sure they do take it at the right time, if with food and all those things. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, but you don't have to be a nurse to do those.
No.
Oh. So tell us a little bit about, because I am curious about, somebody might be coming in and, like you said, they might be in the nursing graduate, or they might work for the hospital and be moonlighting and what have you. What percentage of your caregivers have some training or some professional experience in the healthcare field?
I would say probably, 75 to 80% of them?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that is surprising and good to hear, actually. And you know, I know you do the basic caregiver, and we were talking to Anna a little bit earlier about, you know, getting to doctor's offices, getting to the DMV if you have to turn in your license, right? and getting to the pharmacy, doing the grocery shopping, preparing light meals, doing a lot of personal care things. But obviously, it's going to spill over now into some medical care and medical needs.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Anna, tell us a little bit in terms of what do you typically see? We talked a little bit about the pediatric, but you do the surgery recovery and things like that. People are coming home, and sometimes they've got medical devices. And where's the line, and what can New Horizons do?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I feel like all of our clients are managed by a nurse care manager, which does allow us to be able to go out, like I said, and do that assessment. We come out and we just determine what kind of level of needs they require and skills. And we, at that point, then can train a caregiver to maybe do certain tasks, like maybe they come home with a drain, you know, so our caregivers would be able to maybe help drain that. Or, you know, if there is a situation where, you know, like I said, they have a lot more skilled needs, you know, we take that into consideration. The client has to be stable and predictable, you know, for our caregivers to continue to be out there.
Stable and predictable. Okay.
And that's determined by the nurse care manager.
Yeah, that rules me out entirely. I was thinking, okay. Go on, Anna.
So, like, there's a lot of variable tasks that we'd be able to help with.
Okay, I'm having trouble getting to the point where when can you say no and that's not for us? You obviously need to coordinate care sometimes with other healthcare professionals, their doctor or you know, their advisors and what have you. Where's the line drawn where it's, hey, this is New Horizons, and then, no, this is something beyond New Horizons?
Right. So a lot of times we get questions about the difference between in-home care and home health. So in-home care, like I said, we can provide those daily activities. Mm-hmm. And home health, a lot of times, they are receiving care in the home as well, but it may have been transitioned after a hospitalization, or maybe they just come home from or discharged from a skilled nursing facility. So home health would be ordered by the doctor. So they'd need a prescription or referral from the doctor, as well as they provide more skilled nursing needs, as well as they have at-home physical therapy. Mm-hmm. They also help with caring for wounds, prescription management. So you're going to see a little bit different of skilled with home health versus in-home care. A lot of times home health is covered by Medicare. So that would be something that would be covered for a short period as they transition home to help with those skilled needs.
I'm glad you said that. So we just met. I've got Anna and Kathleen here from New Horizons. You didn't know that I'm a licensed insurance agent for long-term care insurance. So, yes, Medicare does cover some of these things as you're recuperating, but it doesn't cover them long-term. And that's one of the mm-hmm. gaps where people are like, well, what do you mean my Medicare isn't going to cover this? I need this for longer than 3 months, and it might be ongoing and so on and so forth. So home health care and in-home care. two different things, but they can overlap, it seems, or at least coordinate.
Absolutely. We definitely work very closely together with home health because our common goal is to continue to keep clients in their home and to safely transition home and be well cared for. So working together, it kind of looks like when you have home health involved, they may have somebody, a nurse, going out and helping with prescription management, whereas our caregiver might help with reminding the client to take their medications, mm-hmm. or they might have a physical therapist that's coming into the home and they're assessing their exercises and maybe they're changing their routine, and our caregiver can be there in order to help support and encourage that client to continue their exercises so that that way they're continuing on that path of recovery.
Yeah, I could see that. For home health care, like you said, physical therapy, occupational therapy, sometimes speech therapy is a very big thing, especially in stroke recovery, even any issues having to do with swallowing and speech, and do all of those things, then they're licensed medical people. They would work in tandem mm-hmm. with an in-home care. I'm just really surprised at how many things you guys can do. And we talked a little bit earlier about a PIC line or a J-tube, I think you called it, right?
G-tube and J-tubes,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So why don't you explain that to the listeners so they know. I mean, I was kind of surprised that you guys will handle that.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of times with, like, for example, we talk about a PIC line, that would be something that would require an RN to assess as well as to administer. So we at times do have RNs available in the, you know, out in the field to be able to, you know, whether it's administering antibiotics or things like that, as well as, like I said, the G-tube, J-tubes, those might be things, if they're stable and predictable, that a nurse may be able to go out and delegate to a caregiver.
And I'm going to explain what those things are right after this break. We're going to take a break. We're talking to Kathleen and Anna from New Horizons Home Care, and we've got so many more things to learn in the next 10 minutes. So stick with us on Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and Sylvan Learning Center.
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and you're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. And here's the place where we talk about things that matter to your family, your quality of life, your pocketbook quite often, but things that are happening in our community that are important to know about. We wanted to give you some idea of New Horizons Home Healthcare and what they do and why their segment is so important. So many of us in the Mid Valley and nationwide are dealing with an aging population, and we're dealing with aging parents, or a few of us are aging ourselves. It's true. But we have Kathleen Dixon and Anna Rochert in from New Horizons Home Care. Kathleen, I got another question for you specifically about New Horizons. You've been around how long?
Since 1985.
That is a long time ago.
Yes, absolutely.
30 years?
Yes.
Yeah, years? Wow. And now you're up to 4 locations.
Mm-hmm.
And you do home care, not to be confused with home health care.
Correct.
Right? We learned about that from Anna just a little bit ago. All right. A couple of things terminology-wise. You're talking about PIC lines. If people are not familiar, that's kind of an external IV, right?
Yes.
So it may be hanging. Would you not put it in, but would you use the medications, or is that a nursing thing?
Right, that would be a nursing thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to make sure that maybe if it needs bandage changed, you would do clean kind of thing.
The nurse would have to do that piece of it.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm trying to find those lines.
Absolutely.
You get shocked, you touch that.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned in the last segment G-tubes and so forth. Those are feeding tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And people have trouble and I've certainly seen them. And do you administer those meals, those liquid meals and so forth?
Yes.
You're dealing with those?
Yeah, absolutely. Our caregivers, if they've been delegated with a client, they're able to go out there and help with them with their meals, as well as maybe administer medications.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the other thing that you grabbed a hold of, and I'm going to teach the listener an acronym today. I'm good. Long-time listeners know I'm anti-acronym, but ADL, folk. If you don't know what ADLs are, put it in your vocabulary, because it's going to be increasingly part of the vernacular in America. Activities of daily living. It is the it's the trigger, really, for a lot of services. It's a trigger for insurance coverage, but a lot of services in terms of Medicare and Medicaid, ADLs, activities of daily living, they are defined and they are uniform nationwide.
Yes.
Right? You want to list them for us?
Yeah. So things like bathing and dressing, grooming. Let's see what else.
Transferring.
Yes. Transfers. Toileting or continence care. Those would be the main ones of the ADLs.
So anybody who needs substantial help, maybe getting dressed, getting out of bed, transferring, which means getting out of bed and into a chair, or getting out of bed and getting to the toilet, right? Or getting out of the chair and getting to the car. Any of those transferring things, eating, of course, activities of daily living. Because when you're compromised and there's two or more of those, then you need care.
Yes.
And a doctor can put you on a care program and it'll spark at least some coverage for some things, right? Okay, activities of daily living. You just learned something today here on News Market Makers. All right, so let's get to the money thing. How do people pay? Who hires you? Is it the individual that needs care? Is it a family member? Is it a out of pocket, or is some of it covered by insurance?
I was gonna say, again, kind of, it's all the above.
All the above.
All the above.
I answer all the right questions.
Yes, absolutely. People that are calling for care, it could be the client. It could be a son or a daughter of a older adult parents. It could be a parent of a younger pediatric client that's calling. We also have contracts with the state. So it may be like a caseworker that's calling, or a discharge planner from the hospital. So it's such a variety of resource that comes to us as far as questions about our services or care.
So when my father's in the hospital and he needed to be released, there's a social service worker at the hospital that person like that would connect you with services like yourself?
Yeah. So a lot of times in the hospital, those social workers are able to help guide the clients or prospective clients into what things are available out there in the community, what kind of care is out there. They typically would give maybe a list or a handful of agencies that might be able to help. Then it's kind of up to the family to make those phone calls. Sometimes the social workers do some upfront research by calling us first and then presenting it to the family.
Well, they should, right? Which goes back to the fact that you screen and vet and train your people, right?
Yep.
I'm going to skip to another question, and I don't know if Kathleen want to handle this or Anna, but why would somebody want to call an agency like yourselves versus finding their own personal caregiver?
Well, there's some different things with having a personal caregiver that you pick yourself or an agency. Typically with a state worker, they complete a basic background and then they give a license number once they do some training. They are not held accountable whether they show up for work. They're not held accountable whether they have a schedule. They're not held accountable for filling out reports on what they're doing every day or whether they're giving the medications, things like that. With an agency, not just ours, but any agency, they will have clock in times. They will have required paperwork to show that they're completing those ADLs. They will have required paperwork that is mandated by the state if they are giving medications or assisting with medications, and that has to be reviewed and signed off and corrected with a nurse. And they have to be on their shift when they're supposed to. And a client at usually at an in-home care agency can make their schedule. With a state, a lot of times a state worker, they kind of show up when they want to. Usually with us or any other in-home care agency, you can call and say, I need somebody from 2 to 5. You know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
You're saying state worker, but I don't think you mean somebody who works for the state of
Washington. No, I mean somebody who's licensed through the state, licensed through the state as a caregiver.
Yeah, I thought you meant somebody from the Oregon Department of Revenue or forestry, somebody coming over. That's bringing a state worker
over
here.
We're using office pantry. So, state caregiver.
All right, I want to reiterate, that was a softball question because I knew the answer. And the answer is, you know, if that caregiver is critical to the quality of life and you're functioning because someone's taking care of your loved one, and they're sick, that's a mess of trouble. Or they're unreliable, that's a mess of trouble. So I would be concerned about whether the person is carrying a liability insurance, you know, whether there's any sort of yeah, insurance and bonding and what have you, and that coverage when you can't not be there if someone is sick or has an accident, then you know, New Horizons obviously is going to have additional personnel that might be able to fill in when they have an additional need. The documentation is incredible when you're talking about legal matters, which often comes into play with people who are challenged or affirmed or somehow compromised in their decision-making abilities. You have to have that documentation and signing off on things. And of course, the meds. It couldn't be any more critical than the meds and the documentation and that. Because a doctor has to know, did they not get the meds? We can't have like a symptom pop up because there's a withdrawal syndrome. So not that there's anything wrong with private caregivers. I've had one in my mother's home, mm-hmm. caring for my mother. That worked out well. They were very well supervised, however. But I think there are great things to be gained by calling an agency and a company that has all of these resources and policies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, that's a little bit of pitch of what you do. I'm here to ask questions, but I'm also somehow endorsing you. All right, let's go back to, we just have a couple of minutes. How do people pay you? Some of the things covered by Medicare or Medicaid?
So Medicaid, we have a contract with Medicaid. So they client would have to be pre-approved from the state. They would have a caseworker that they would have to be evaluated, and mm-hmm. then they would let us know if they've been qualified for a certain amount of hours. Oh. A lot of our clients do privately pay. Mm-hmm. So that means that they're just paying out of pocket for our care, as well as we do have at times clients that will qualify for long-term care insurance. So if mm-hmm. you have a long-term care insurance policy, we can help fill out some of the paperwork and submit that information.
Of course, they should have that. All of us should have
that. Of course.
If you don't have it, call Brent. No, just kidding.
Yeah. So so we do have some clients that do see that payer source as well. And at times, we do have clients through the VA, so the Veterans Affairs, oh. that sometimes will qualify for some in-home care.
Excellent. That's Anna Rosher. She's with New Horizons Home Healthcare. And we have Kathleen Dixon as well. We talked off air a little bit about her, and she's a resource, folks. So people call her, and she locks them into where they need to go, who they need to see, who they need to talk to. She's all over the community. So we're going to have to take a break. Give them a call, actually, if you have any additional questions. Kathleen, you have a phone number?
Yeah, our main phone number, which can link up with any of the offices, is 541-687-8851. Or you can go to newhorizonsinhomecare.com.
newhorizonsinhomecare.com, and we need that phone number again slower with your radio voice.
541-687-8851.
687-8851 and area code 541. Okay, we got to take off. But thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Really important message today. Stick with us, folks. Coming up is the volcanoes. You've been listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly sponsored by our friends at Hamblin's Nursery.
And welcome back, folks. As always, this spring, every Friday, we're finishing our noon hour with talking about the volcanoes with Mitch Graff, the incredible, irrepressible Mitch. Hey, Mitch, welcome back to the show.
Happy Friday, guys. Good to talk to you this week.
Happy Friday to you. I have a question, if you don't have something you want to immediately announce for us. Last week, you surprised us with a couple of new announcements.
Right.
Have you ever known me not to have announcements?
No, but actually.
I want to hear your question, though. What
okay.
do you got?
All right. So we talked, and I know I have utilized in the past the boxes that you can rent, and you
yeah.
said that they're available this season. You were like might have been
yeah.
sold out, but then they're available. And I wanted to promote that.
Well, there's a couple different options. Number one, we do have a full season of the sky boxes, which if you haven't been up here, it's the best seat in the house. You can mm-hmm. see 12 people inside comfortably. If you want to decorate it like it's your own home, you can. If you want to put a TV on the wall and watch Giant games, you can. And then outside in front of sky boxes, there's also 12 seats, so you can actually sit out and enjoy the game. Typically, we sell them only to corporations by the year, and it's a two or three-year contract. This season, we decided, because we've had so many requests from people saying, hey, I just want to come, and I wanted to do a special celebration, a retirement party, or I want to bring my employees over, or a family reunion. We have taken one of our suites, and we are going to be renting that out on a nightly basis. And already we're getting phone calls every day. Like today, I think we booked two this morning already. So if you are interested in bringing a group of up to 12 people and you would like to rent just a suite for one night, not for the entire season, we can take care of you now. You just call, and as long as it's just one suite. It's not the whole flock.
But right.
We do have one available, and that hasn't been done before. So we're really excited about that. And so far, the response we've had from the local community has just been out of the park.
Well, I got to tell everybody that I actually did this a couple years back, and it was for client appreciation. And the cost wasn't bad. And I spent less than some companies do taking three of their clients golfing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right? And I got there, and it was about 10, myself and about 10 clients or what have you. And everybody was like, hey, there's the cooler. Pick out what you want. And here's the person taking your order. Everybody ate. Everybody drank. We watched the ball game. It was a fabulous evening. And like I said, it was less money than what some people, when you buy a foursome for a golf tournament, it was less money than some people are spending on that. It was a great client appreciation event. I imagine it would be the same for a family reunion.
Birthday party?
For any purpose or for no purpose at all. And again, it's about that. We've been talking about it many times, that fan engagement, that fan experience. And up here, this is supposed to be the pinnacle of that fan experience, where you have nice rooms, you've got ceiling fans, you've got the beautiful sliding doors, you can walk in and out, talking to people, see the minions below, wave to your friends down below that don't have the luxury boxes like you do upstairs. It's a great way to enjoy a baseball game and just to hang out with family, friends, coworkers, prospects, however you want to work it. So, yeah, we're now accepting reservations as of this week, and they can just call the ticket office at 390-2225, and we can check the calendar and get you on the schedule right away.
Really fun.
So, guys, right now that we're in May, things have just broken loose like crazy.
The
number of phone calls and ticket sales and emails and the excitement that we're sensing from the community. Season's almost here, guys, just around the corner. Next month, the volcanoes come to town, and then it's ready to rock and roll.
That's right. And now, the big thing that's going on, and the reason that you're on the phone, is because you couldn't tear yourself away from the Volcano Stadium, because Fan Fest is tomorrow. And we're going to be broadcasting it live from 11 to 1, and I'm going to be there. You are going to be helping me do that.
Right. You're going to be there. Yep, all the details come together. We've got Joe Patterson, former Major League pitcher. We have Tony Tricado, former Giant. He's going to be coming here signing autographs for free. Crater's going to be here. We have several of our local food vendors. And again, we ended the number at 8. We have 8 local businesses that we have given spaces to on the inside of the stadium to come here with their wonderful fan bases and their systems and their food and the love of their brand. We have given 8 of our spaces to those people. And many of those guys are going to be here Saturday giving out free samples. We mentioned before the national anthem auditions. We're going to have all kinds of free swag that we're giving out. We have our speed pitch machine going. So a lot of fun things for the family to do from 11 to 3 tomorrow.
You can't garden all day. Can't do chores all day.
No, you can't.
11 to 3 tomorrow. And sorry, I won't be there to sing for you. I'm visiting my mother. It's Mother's Day week, and she's out of state, and I think I get a pass on that one. But if you want to hear it right now, I'll just go ahead. Maybe next time.
Okay.
Maybe recorded.
Right now I'm looking out at I'm actually in Jerry Mason's suite overlooking the field, and I can see Crater Rick, our groundskeeper. He's got a couple machines out there. They're putting special soil, special substrate on the field. Now that Corbin University is done with their season, the field can be untouched for the next 5 weeks. And the Giants are very particular about what substrates go on and what the percentages of nitrogen and all those things that those of us that guard, that you have to be very particular about what you put on your yard and your garden.
Yep.
So he's out there now. He's excited because nobody's on the field. It's been for the next 6 weeks or 5 weeks. So he's got a staff doing that. We got painting going on. We got a parking lot weeds being pulled. When you get a stadium 23 years old, it just takes a little bit of TLC to keep it moving straight down the road. So that's what my guys are doing this week. We're working hard to make it look good for the fans. Here's a good thing, guys.
I've got another thing I'd like to pitch.
Tomorrow, we still have a month before the season starts. So artificially, our season feels like it's starting in 24 hours.
Yeah.
In reality, we still have another 4 weeks. So I'm excited about that because the stadium's going to be light years ahead of where people expect it to be come opening day.
Awesome. Hey, we had Dr. Bud Pierce on this week, And so I wanted to mention that he is involved with the Cancer Awareness Weekend. And
absolutely,
that is a very cool weekend. My son's a cancer survivor. My wife's a cancer survivor. All of us have been touched. All our families have been touched by this so much. And so if you call Dr. Pierce's office, they'll give away tickets for Cancer Awareness Weekend. They got free tickets to give away Cancer Awareness Weekend.
Yeah,
and I think that's July 11th.
Upper box section, every single seat in the house in the upper box. And then, yeah, it gives them to people, whether you have a survivor or, like with my case, my stepfather passed away in 1998. And so every day we relive that. You know? It's a very special weekend for the survivors and their families and friends. So we encourage you to call the office, get a ticket, and come visit us that weekend.
Okay. I think it's July 11th through 13th, but three games, free tickets, and you can get tickets for family members as well. You think
that's true. Yep.
I think I'm going to have my son call and get me some tickets.
There you
right?
go. Yeah.
And maybe we could do the national anthem audition when you're here that day.
See? How accommodating is he?
I'll just sing it. Whenever we all just sing it that night for you guys on behalf of my cancer survivor and my family.
Well, from what it looks like, tomorrow's going to be the record high of the year for temperature-wise. So that's a great way to remember FanFest 2019 and the hottest day of the year so far. And that's exciting. You know, we've been complaining for 8 months about the gloom and the doom and the clouds and the rain and all that.
Right.
Now that the heat is here, stop complaining.
And come out to the ballpark. That's right. Come out to the ballpark. Have some snacks.
Put your baseball cap on, your sunglasses, sunscreen, and come out and enjoy a game. Hey, Mitch, thank you so much.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Dave.
Absolutely. It'll be fun.
And that's Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN Salem's Lippi.
And we'll see you on Monday.
This has been Lynn Fenton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.